Joker out in Metropolitan Magazine. Another step forward. For the duration of this voice recording, the interviewer will be referred to as M. An interview with Bojan Sviatichinin and Chris Kustin in the autumn-winter of 2023 issue of Metropolitan Magazine, published 27th of October 2023. They talk about their plans for next year, recording in London, touring and the new album, the way they approach making music, and how they've changed after Eurovision. Another step forward. The highly successful group Joker Out, consisting of Bojan Sviatichinin, Chris Kustin, Natsa Jordan, Jan Petach, and Jure Maciek, is already well known and warmly received here. The biggest night of their career, sold out Stožice, is behind them. 12,000 listeners, including me, gathered in Ljubljana's arena, where we enjoyed hit after hit for 2 whole hours. Even though they're still young, and at a relatively early stage of their journey, Joker Out are already an accepted constant on the Slovenian and now international music scene. They're so omnipresent and so high profile that it feels like they've been active for decades already, even though we've only really started listening to them. So we're definitely interested to see what else they'll get up to in the future. M. At the end of September, you released your first song in English. Was that foreshadowing for the album? Bojan. One song on the album is ticked off, and you can expect the whole album next year, around this time. Chris. After the new year, we'll start recording it abroad. Bojan. We've decided to take our time and work through the things that have happened to us so that our feelings can settle down and we can allow ourselves both a creative break and a break from performing. We will start afresh in the new year and go abroad for the first time. We won't approach the new album the same way we did Demoni, where we set ourselves a 4-month time frame to make it. Rather, the creative process will last from January until somewhere around midsummer. We will also probably be in different locations. M. You said that you were going abroad. Did you mean that in terms of recording, or that you were heading onto their scene? In recent months, you've already stepped onto international stages, where everyone received you with open arms. Bojan. Yes, in a sense we're already present on the foreign scene, but while recording the album, we'll move to London for a few months to create there as well. We have a European tour coming up in March in the first week of April, and then we will return to London, and over the summer we'll perform at festivals and return home to our base. After releasing the album at the end of September or in October, we'll do another tour or two. M. You mention London a lot. Have you grown really attached to it? Bojan. London filled us with inspiration and captivated us the most. It's true that the new song is called Sunny Side of London, but it doesn't actually have any connection to London other than me having to pick a location. The idea was born when we were driving around England in a bus that you sleep in overnight while it's driving from one location to another. When we were driving from Glasgow to London, I woke up in the morning, just happened to open the window, and we were just driving past the Palace of Westminster, which was bathed in sunshine. And that's how the song title came to be. Brackets, laughter. But the song is about our fans, our concerts, our connection with the fans. It actually describes the experiences from past concerts. M. Given that you've spent quite some time in London, do you each have your own favourite corner of it? Chris. I liked Camden a lot. Bojan and Chris, in an English accent. Camden down. Bojan. A part of London that I love a lot is Richmond. It seemed like a fairy tale to me. M. What kind of response did you get when you released your first song in English? Chris. To be honest, the response was a lot better than I expected. We weren't afraid, but we did expect some negativity from the Slovenian public, who is used to the Slovenian language. But I think that we got good support from the Slovenian and Balkan audiences. It seems that we all understand that this is something that's necessary for wider commercial success abroad, to allow us to build a career there. On the other hand, I also want to say that we didn't force ourselves to make a song in English. It happened completely naturally. As we were working on it, Bojan started singing the lyrics to Sunny Side of London over the music. Bojan. In the studio, we followed Jara's, brackets, Pak, their producer, rule that the language you're drawn to at the start should be the one you finish in. We made a few demos while we were in the studio. Sunny Side of London was the one we liked the most, and I started writing it in English and it stayed that way. We've learned that that's the only way to go, because at some point we'd planned to translate our songs from Slovenian to English, but then we saw there was no point in doing that. When a song is made in one language, it should stay that way. A translation is really just an adaptation of sorts. I think that our listeners could feel that it, brackets, Sunnyside of London, was an original work. M. You two are the ones who usually write the lyrics you perform. How about for Sunnyside of London? Boyan, I wrote the lyrics. Cadiz, Boyan wrote the lyrics and we padded it with chords, brackets, laughter. M. Has your dynamic changed recently in terms of making music? Cadiz, we are changing more and more. Sunnyside of London is actually a good example of how our music making has evolved. It's true that in the past, Bochy would bring a song to rehearsals. Every now and again, I would bring one as well, and then we made something from that idea. Now we approach things differently. First, we do something with the instruments. You could say that we're jamming. Then we find some sort of draft or a moment we all liked, and then we develop our idea based on that, and Boyan has the opportunity to write lyrics for it. Sometimes we have ideas that we can realise later on. For example, Boyan had been thinking about us screaming in a song for a while, but he didn't know how to incorporate that. Well, we found an opportunity to use that. We got to the point where we feel that it's a natural creative process, and we don't come to rehearsals with a ready-made idea anymore. M. Would you say that you prefer this way of creating? Boyan. Actually, this natural way is much more freeing because we're completely carefree in making our musical ideas happen. I'm generally a big proponent of the idea that if I can manage to make a song the way I imagined it, I absolutely like that. It results in some slightly different songs as well, but I think that jamming is really healthy for the band. Cadiz, it's also true that Boyan has less and less time to write songs at home. It's better to come to rehearsals when we have 2 days off between tours, because that's where we shatter ourselves with music. That's how we express the feelings that have built up in us during a tour. Boyan, we can truly refresh our minds and express what we feel. In the week we spent in the studio, we got a lot of top quality material, completely spontaneously and naturally. I'm not worried about the new album, because we already know that we have some top quality drafts that we keep thinking of, and we can't wait to get to them. On the other hand, we still have 4 months of living in a new environment coming up, which will definitely give us new wings in that regard. M. So it suits you that you'll be going out of your comfort zone? Boyan. Absolutely. Cadiz. Like you said before, we're present on the international scene. But to truly be present means to be in a cultural centre like London, where alongside music, you can also create a team as well as a strategy going forwards for how you're going to efficiently break into that market. M. Given that you already have ideas for the album, I'd like to know if there's a message that you want to include in it. Boyan, honestly, no. I believe that we will approach our creative work the same way we've approached it before. If we like it, then it's good. We truly haven't adapted any songs in a way that we thought would work if it didn't work for us. We're lucky to have Jada, who is an excellent filter. He will also come with us abroad, wherever the road takes us. We remain faithful to our base. Cadiz. With the new song, we also started working with Sebastian Chris, a nearly 20-time Grammy winner, in the post-production phase. He also put a lot of himself into this song, and I believe that he will give a lot to the new album as well. We have another filter who is well-established on the international scene. M. How do you maintain your unique sound on the music scene? Boyan. Between playing concerts, creating, and growing up, each member of the band has developed a persona behind his instrument. It's fascinating to see how important the person behind the instrument is. Cadiz, Jan, Natze, and Jure have developed a style of playing that really belongs to them and is a kind of indescribable mark that you can recognise, and it's becoming more and more obvious. My character has also been built as a singer and musician standing on stage. When we combine all five of us, we get the Joker Out sound. Just yesterday, I was having coffee with Jada and he asked me why people respond so strongly to what we're doing. With many musicians, when you're at their concerts, you feel like they're on the stage and you are under the stage. There's no personal connection. People like that seem very inaccessible. We feel that we've managed to keep a playfulness on stage and a relationship with the audience where each individual feels like they're at their own concert and everyone else just came along. If we look at the ultra-successful stars, they also make you feel like they're singing only to you at their concerts. If we don't lose that, we're good. If we do lose it, then we're fucked. Brackets. Laughter. M. How did your life change after Eurovision? Boyan. We're suddenly able to have concerts all around Europe, which is truly unbelievable. Next year, we might be able to go even further because we really travel a lot. Suddenly, there are a lot of things on the line that we haven't had to deal with until now. We faced two big challenges as a band in a short time. After all, this is a group of people who were used to working in their home environment, and then it suddenly changed. If the dynamic changes in a negative way, there can quickly be friction. I'm glad that we had a few baptisms by fire, where we had to act as one and build stronger bonds to be able to handle all that. I think that we've grown as a band, and as individuals. Chris, just the fact that we went on holiday together immediately after Stožice says a lot. Bojan, yes, the only holiday we have. Em, you're good. Bojan, or stupid, brackets, laughter. Chris, we did have a week where we were each on our own. Bojan, but we were sick in that time, so we were forced to be apart. That was when we realised how much we missed each other. We're not a group of co-workers anymore. We spend more time together than with any relative or best friend. I feel like I don't know how to live without these four dudes. Brackets, laughter. Em, do you see music differently after Eurovision? Bojan, yes, we never want to play with playback again. At Eurovision, only the vocals are live, which is hard for musicians. Chris, it was an interesting experience, but I really wouldn't do it again. Bojan, can you imagine someone telling you once again that you have to spend half a year just emptily plucking at your strings? Chris, and only one song over and over. Em, is there a song that you're always excited to perform on stage? Chris, most of them, but a good example would be Honor. Bojan, that's true, Honor is a good example, collectively. Or Tokyo? Chris, Nata is the biggest fan of Tokyo, but I think we all vibe to it. Brackets, laughter. For me, it's Plastica. Bojan, ooh, yes, and Nebi Smail. Chris, oh yes, all the songs from the second album. Brackets, laughter. Carpe Diem is nice too. Everyone is waiting for that song. Bojan, I think Novi Val is also a very special, really powerful song, especially now that we've performed it abroad. You realise how many obstacles we have in our heads that can actually be bridged with one click. And when you see an entire hall of people who had never even thought of getting to know your language before, holding up a light and singing as if they understand what's happening in the song, it's really fascinating. We watched Joker out at the biggest performance of their lives and caught their feelings backstage immediately after the show. Bojan Svjetičanin. I imagine that I'd be feeling a lot in the time after the concert, but honestly, I don't have a single feeling right now. Brackets, laughter. I honestly don't know what's going on. Brackets, smile. Jan Petr. I feel as if I've been climbing a hill for a year, and now I've come down. Jure Maček. I feel like we're going on a tour of these kinds of venues. Nata Jordan. No feelings. My head's empty. Brackets, laughter. Chris Gustin. I've got a feeling we're going to enjoy these next 3 weeks, as we're going on holiday. This blurb is from their post-Stožice press conference. You can watch a part of it with English subs on our channel here.